Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miami has so much appeal.
A great place to get a seafood meal.
Miami. Miami, Miami, you've got style.
Picture it, Los Angeles, 2018.
Welcome to Out on the Lanai, the only Golden Girls podcast you're ever going to need to listen to. I'm H. Allen Scott.
And I'm Carrie Doherty.
And this is a podcast where we watch an episode of the Golden Girls and then we talk about it.
Guys, welcome to our final special episode.
Don't use the word final so loosely.
It's the final special one, not the final one.
Oh, God, okay.
Where we're talking about our favorite moments for each Golden Girl. We've gone through Sophia, we've done Rose, we've done Blanche, and this week we've reached our last lady. We're going to be talking about everyone's favorite substitute teacher, the mother of a solid gold dancer, chronic fatigue survivor. She feels the power of Satan inside her and she could vomit just looking at you. She's turkey lurky, she's pussycat, and she spent time in Attica, so don't ruffle her feathers, chief. It's Dorothy's born out.
Dorothy.
Oh my
and
God.
Back to join us, your favorite Out on the Lanai All-Stars, Elliot Glazer and Alaska Thunderfuck.
Hi.
Guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Dorothy
shows yours born out.
That would have been a better way to introduce her.
These are so, your intros are so good. Mm. Did you like... Does this all come out of your mind? Did you Google, like...
I wrote these at 11 o'clock last night while I was having a Little Balls of Sunshine Blanche moment. But what I did was I went on their each woman's wiki page,
yeah,
where it has details about them. And then if I didn't think I was quite finding enough, I went to a season on Wikipedia.
Great.
And then I would look at some storylines to see if anything jogged it.
That's a
then
level
I went
that
to
we're
GIFs.
Lunatics.
Yeah. Then I went to GIFs,
yes.
And I was like,
yes.
Oh, right, I could vomit just looking at you.
Yeah.
I would start and I feel the
GIFs.
Power of Satan inside.
With
yeah.
Yeah.
No, Carrie did it right because
Carrie does everything
she's
right.
She's doing a deep dive.
Let's yeah. just be real.
Oh, yeah.
They're very smart.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Maybe really
like,
I'll. Maybe
if
I'll.
The world was coming to an end, I would want Carrie to organize
yes,
it.
Yes, please organize the,
yes,
the apocalypse.
Oh, guys. Dorothy's Bornak. I mean.
Dorothy's
Bornak.
What can you say?
The reason why this show is even on the air, really, was ever on the air.
And the
reason
the Golden Palace didn't work.
Yeah.
Right?
It just didn't.
I mean, the whole reason why this show got greenlit really was because Betty White and Dorothy and B. Arthur signed on.
Yep.
Also, I mean, we're going to do best moments of the Golden Girls, but the scene there was a scene where she was on Golden Palace that's on YouTube that is so
well. We're going to do a Golden Palace. We're going to do a Golden Palace episode. So
oh, good.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
But it's she is so funny on this Golden Palace episode that it gives you a flick. I mean, now in retrospect, it's like. God, it still would have been good.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It wouldn't have been great.
It
was on
great.
CBS.
Yeah, it was on CBS.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump right into our first clip. It's
ooh,
one of our favorite places to see Dorothy,
oh
and
God.
That is Attica.
Oh.
Yes.
Come on, let's go. I'll let you have the first punch.
Punch?
Mm-hmm.
Heavens.
Fight.
You cut that out.
Now you cut that out right now. You're going to get us all into trouble.
And I'm going to tear you apart.
Listen, you punk. You want to fight with someone, you're going to have to fight with me. But I warn you, I did time in Attica.
Attica's a men's prison.
I know. I was there a year before they found out.
Sorry, Chief. I didn't mean to ruffle your feathers.
Oh, Dorothy, that was magnificent. How did you ever pull that off?
I work in the public school system. It's not that different from that.
Okay, I mean, this is not how
it's
prison
so
actually
weird.
Is. To anyone out there,
the gayest prison.
This is not a jail or prison.
If you are ever arrested, this is not how it will ever go.
You say one quick quip, and then, oh, I'm
sorry.
I'll never bother you again. I don't think
trans.
That's gonna work.
Did not realize you were transgender.
Let's break down Dorothy here, because she doesn't actually put her hands on her hips.
Right. She flips her hands upside down and places them on the sides of her sweater.
Yeah.
It's so so she could have easily just put her hands on her hips.
Right.
It's strange.
Guess she wanted to look masculine.
It's weird. You almost want to I feel like in situations like that, you want to broaden yourself to make yourself feel bigger, but she's already so big that she almost made herself look smaller.
It's very weird.
It's very strange.
Oh, B. Arthur and
I just love her.
This really
so
isn't
much.
That much different from the public education system or whatever she said.
I love it when, as soon as the woman walks away, she's like, I didn't mean to ruffle your feathers, and she turns away. Dorothy literally she has pearls to clutch. She goes, oh, my dear gosh, I can't believe that came out of me.
My favorite thing about Dorothy is that it's that despite the rest of her character, she always is, for whatever reason, the most
put together
socially, she's so all about polite society. She's the most attached to a specific
cordiality.
I feel like cordiality sounds right.
But she's always so cordial. She's always
my favorite Sandra
she's appalled
movie.
By certain things. She, she acts so proper.
Yeah,
and
right.
Not in a Blanche Devereaux Southern Belle way, but in a polite, earnest, liberal woman way.
Right.
Yeah.
NPR way.
A Dukakis supporter way.
Very much, yes.
Except for when she messes with Sophia and lets Sophia think that she's maybe poisoned her in our next clip, which is titled That Tea Was For My Mommy.
That's a good one.
Rose, it's late. What are you doing up?
I'm just cleaning up some things on your mother's will.
Oh, you mean the legal language?
No, I spilled some sauce.
Ma, what are you doing up?
Disappointed, huh? If I'm up, that means I'm alive. And if I'm alive, it means you can't get your hands on my money.
What are you talking about?
You know about the will. You know if I die, you'll be on Easy Street. What did you do, Dorothy? Slip cyanide into my mouthwash? Ha ha, the joke's on you. I don't use it.
Oh, Ma, come on. You're just being silly. Here, have some tea. It'll relax you.
Nice try, Dorothy. Rose, you taste it.
Rose, don't! That tea was for my mommy.
Rose, don't, Rose!
That tea was for my mommy.
I mean, this happens later on in the series, but Sophia and Dorothy get into this almost vaudevillian character.
It's Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, one is trying to kill the other. One is always a foul for the other.
And this is what I mean when there's room to breathe for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like in 6 and 7, you see this. Dorothy basically looks at the camera.
Right, when she goes, have some tea, Ma. It'll relax you.
It breaks the fourth wall a little bit. The idea that she's poisoned the tea, they're pushing the boundaries, and I love it so much. Yeah.
It's so good.
It reminds me of the this isn't part of the show. This isn't part of the show. Which knife is held.
Part of the show, people. Not part of the show.
Oh, that clip's coming up.
That's the best.
Oh, really? That clip is coming up, guys. Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
I love it. But first we have to get to Dorothy feeling some of her oats downstairs.
Yeah, we love any moment where, Dorothy, when Dorothy gets sexually golden, when she talks about Mr. Gordon.
Oh, my God.
But the greatest moment.
Right?
Where, what is it?
Cupcakes?
Oh, gosh, no, not even the cupcakes. So many amazing moments.
So many.
One of the greatest moments where we see Dorothy's passion for a man come out in a not giddy way, but in a more just from the groin way.
This is also
way.
The episode of this podcast where you and I had our biggest fight.
Yeah. This clip is called, I Am Crazy Nuts About This Guy.
I knew it.
Won't the neighbors see you?
Just a gentleman friend paying a visit. Of course, it would look better if one of you were out there with me. Come on, Donnie.
What do you mean, come on? If you want me to do you a favor, you ask me.
All right, I'm asking. You don't have to bite my head off.
You're a real charmer, you know that?
Oh, you Lady Di, come on.
Do me a favor, join the bomb squad. Oh, God, I'm crazy nuts about this guy.
That's the fucking great.
So
that's
good.
The fucking greatest. She's the so greatest.
Cute. I'm crazy nuts about this guy.
That is the
She's
greatest.
So cute.
Who are you calling Dottie? If you want me to go, you ask me. She's so polite. She's so like proper. If you so want me good. To go, you ask me.
Wow.
She also is such a suburb. Sorry. She is such a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Like she is the most. I had a high school teacher named Bonnie Tivridge, who, like, even the name, it's so, she was so Dorothy Spornak, down to the name Bonnie Tivridge.
Because they're amazing. Always, like, you know, women who either have just recently divorced or who, like,
she had
just
a long
side
time
job
beau.
And they have, like, a husband who's probably a lawyer or something.
Yes.
And
she just, also wore those, like, pleather booties and, like, capes from,
I'm
like, MoMA stores.
Some of those, by the way.
A pleather booty?
Yes. I want to wear it. I want to make that part
Guys,
of my fashion
Guys, I have to leave
state.
In 7 minutes.
Oh, God.
I love how at the end of this clip, like, she, when she does her I'm so crazy nuts about
oh
this guy,
God.
She literally grips Blanche and almost, like, oh, like, she's got to get it all out
I
and then immediately
it.
Goes outside to follow
when
him.
When she's,
like,
sexually, like, propelled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, on the other end of the spectrum, I am so weirded out when she has that... Oh, when she has like a, like she fucks the gym coach or whatever, or the other teacher during the day. She's like, I've never made love in the daylight.
Right.
Remember with the first time, it's the guy who later becomes Jerry Orbach.
But the actor before Jerry Orbach,
yeah,
he's supposed to be the same
that,
guy.
It looks so, the hotel room they're in looks so gross.
Yeah.
She's wearing the weirdest, like,
it's a lot
long
of cum on that
sweater. Mm. It's so gross.
Yeah.
So gross.
Ugh. All right, guys. Our next clip, I mean, we've already started talking about it. We're so excited about it. It's actually two clips that we're going to play back to back. I'm calling this Murder Dorothy Wrote.
Yes!
I think I see now how it happened. Last evening at dinner, when Miss McGlynn saw Blanche give Kendall Nesbitt her key, she was furious. She dropped a steak knife into her purse.
Big deal, I took a whole place
in. Not now! Statistics show that patricide is overwhelmingly a male crime, although daughters frequently murder their mothers. Notice that the dagger was found to the left of the victim. A throat is almost always cut from behind.
Not part of the show, people. Not part of the show.
I think I got my obsession and love of true crime and murder from Dorothy Spornak.
Oh, this is very good.
Then why don't you call this your favorite episode like I do?
This isn't my favorite episode.
Maltese Falcon is your... what,
yeah,
is that
Maltese
what it is?
Falcon.
Yeah.
Falcon
Club. That's your favorite episode? It's a really good one.
It's up there for me.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean,
it's a
little
great
romance
episode.
And Forgive Me, Father up there, too.
A Little Romance is my favorite.
Yeah, A Little Romance.
The comedic choreography of this episode.
So good.
Specifically in that scene with Dorothy and
it's
Sophia.
It's essentially a Dorothy-Sophia show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's honestly like, it is almost perfection. It's perfection.
With the button.
A throat, she's looking at the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a throat is almost always, and Sophia's face.
It's so good.
It's part of the show, people. And the way that, because again, we all grew up watching Murder, She Wrote also, and Jessica Fletcher would go, I think now I see how it all happened.
Right.
She's never once interrupted, not Jessica Fletcher, but here you have Dorothy, who has this thorn in her side, her mother, where she's like, I think now I see how it all happened. And da-da-da. Big deal. I took a whole place setting. It's so perfect the way that they were like, it's a little Murder, She Wrote, but no, this is the Golden Girls.
My one question with this episode is, and I don't know if you've talked about it yet or if you've gotten to the episode yet, but... Is Posey McGlynn? She points a gun at her, shoots, and the detective makes it go up.
Yeah.
So was Posey McGlynn preparing to shoot an empty gun at Dorothy a bit?
Because
I never
the detective in on it.
Yes, because then immediately everything is.
Frightening dinner theater moment.
Exactly. And then you for having
that's
whatever. He comes down, everyone applauds, and it's over.
That's like Universal Halloween Horror Nights, too real.
Right.
Too real.
Yeah.
That's, Posey McGlynn killed Dorothy Spornak. Could you imagine?
You've stuck your nose in for the last time, Dorothy Spornak.
Dorothy Spornak. It's so good.
God. All right, guys. I'm not ending here on a sad one. I know I've been playing a lot of tearjerkers.
Goodbye, Stadley.
That's the next one we're going to watch. We're going to see some Dorothy Spornak empowerment in episode 2 of the show. Let's do it.
Oh, great.
Have a seat. What can I do for you?
The first thing you can do is get rid of that ridiculous toupee. Huh? I want to speak to the bald guy who left me.
Ow! What's the matter with you?
You walked out on me, Stanley Zbornak.
Now I know why.
You walked out on me and you didn't even have the decency to tell me you were leaving. I heard it from some lawyer over the telephone. A stranger, Stanley, a total stranger, told me that my marriage was over.
Dorothy, look, things happen.
Things happened. You're damn right things happened. 38 years happened. 38 years of sharing and crying and dreaming and fighting and loving and children and diapers and school plays and Little League and worrying if you'd get through your gallbladder surgery and wondering if I'd get through another Sunday dinner at your mother's house. And the lean years when the business failed. And the good years. And the happy Christmases. All those things happened, Stanley, and because they happened, I deserve better than a stinking phone call from my husband's legal representative. You had a choice, Stanley, and you took the easy way out, and it was a rotten thing to do. But now you're here in front of me, and you can't run away, and I finally get to have what you tried to cheat me out of. I finally get to say goodbye, Stanley.
Look, Dorothy,
I said goodbye, Stanley.
I said goodbye, Stanley, except for all the episodes that you're going to be in for the rest of the show.
Yeah. Except that you're probably the most recurring male character on this show.
And I also get engaged to you again.
You know, I have to say, and I've said it a bunch, I love Dorothy and Stanley. I actually think they're great together. They're not meant to be married, but like, they need each other. Mm-hmm. They're connected in a way that you just can't.
38 years.
One of the most touching moments for me is when, I forget which episode it is, but when Stan leaves and she goes 3, 2, 1, and he doesn't come back.
Right.
The last episode, when he's the driver of the limo and he turns around and they have this moment, she pulls the hair off the top of his head.
This is my gift to you.
And it's just so sweet. And they're just, I love both of them.
You're also, psychotic. It's just a great performance from Bea Arthur. I was a little surprised that like episode 2, they sort of like, you know, they were kind of experimenting with getting a little bit heavier.
I don't think they meant to have this as episode 2 because the pilot episode wasn't what they initially wanted the pilot episode to be.
Yeah, that maybe they mixed it around.
So I think they mixed this around, and this probably wasn't intended for the second episode.
But yeah, I mean, I just remember seeing this, you know, for the first time when I was be like, oh man, like she's a really good actor.
And she's crying. Like you see tears in her eyes. Yeah. I don't think I ever realized that.
Yeah.
It's also a monologue, which I read in the book that they stopped giving her monologues because she hates them. Like she hates memorizing long blocks of dialogue.
Wow. Yeah.
So this was early on, and it's a monologue. And she fucking kills that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
Tony Award winning, Emmy Award winning Bea Arthur.
Guys, I have something very special.
Yes, yes.
A little highlight segment here for Bea Arthur. I want to talk about her best mispronunciations.
Pronunciation.
Oh my God. Alaska, I would like for you to do them. I have them diapers. All listed here. We're going to throw that one on there now.
Diapers.
Process.
Who's in charge of the programs? Marguerite. Even though you just said your name is Marguerite, I'm going to call you Marguerite. Maestro. Mario. Mario is a student in my class.
Does she call him Mario or Mario?
She calls him Mario.
Mario.
Well, that's a New York thing. Yeah. I say Super Mario. I never said Super Mario in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I said Mario when I grew up so close in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Mario. But she. There's one more. Oh, I think when she says Marguerita, she also says, Mom, she says, Ma, you're stealing money from the government.
She does. She also says advertisements.
Advertisements,
that's the one.
Like, what?
Yeah. Are she's such English? A substitute teacher.
Well, the queen was a big fan of the show.
You think they did that episode after she got back from seeing the queen? Also, obviously, you know, the women singing are, you know, anytime the women sing are amazing. I didn't pull these as clips, but, you know, What'll I Do?
We'll put it on.
Mr. Sandman, I've Got You, Babe. Miami is Nice. Henny Penny. They're all amazing. Uh-huh. We'll just kind of post those as happy singing clips.
What I do.
I just want to. My favorite Dorothy line of all time is when she's leaving Glenn's. This is when Jerry Orbach Glenn. She's leaving and she's about to leave, and she says,
"My
there's no reason why my mother shouldn't have the cookies." It's my favorite Dorothy line of the entire show.
It's so good.
Guys, any other, I mean, it's so hard, but sort of best of Dorothy.
I love when Rose thinks she's won the award and she goes, oh yes. And Dorothy with the biggest fake smile goes, "I take it we now get the Disney Channel." So mean and so cunning and biting. "I take it we now get the Disney Channel."
So good.
What else?
There are so many moments. I mean, for me, it's always been like I want to say that no one else could have played Rose or Blanche or Sophia, but I feel like someone may have been able to do that. But I don't think anyone else could have played Dorothy.
No.
Can you imagine Elaine Stritch?
I can't. I don't think the show would have been the same. Like,
no, it wouldn't.
Dorothy, B. Arthur as Dorothy, there is no show without that.
Yeah,
without
there really
her.
Isn't.
Yeah.
She's so strong and serious and mean, but she's also so vulnerable and like so sweet and like soft. And
she allows herself to be the butt of the joke a lot of the time.
That's why I got her tattooed on my arm, literally, because I was, when people ask, "Why do you have B. Arthur tattooed on your arm?" I'm like, because she's the ultimate comedian in that she let herself service these writers by being so hard on her, by making her the butt of the joke. And then Jim Colucci was like, "Oh, no.
Yeah.
She did not like that by the end, especially by the end. Yeah. She was really upset by it.
Well, she'd probably spent a whole career.
Right, but I think that's when you started seeing her speak about herself in character as being an attractive woman, and "Men Love My Cupcakes," and like with the Sonny Bono thing, or the Beatles impersonator. Like, that's when you start seeing her actually have pride in her appearance.
Yeah.
And it's pretty great.
I think B. Arthur is like a television actress, because, you know, her and Betty White, they all kind of defined television acting really early on.
Yeah.
And especially during like the 70s, when it was like television heyday with All in the Family and Maude and all these shows. And B. Arthur personified so much of what it meant to be an independent thinking woman. And on some level, it's like you watch B. Arthur, and she's sort of the last, I can't think of an actor on television now that is defined essentially by their personality. You know what I mean? Like, B. Arthur was Dorothy on so many levels. Mm-hmm. And sure, she's acting, but she also is just kind of existing as herself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating
to watch.
She's
like the coolest fucking lady, and like left all this money to the Aliforni Foundation.
Yeah, which is an LGBT homeless shelter in New
surprise,
York.
Surprise, B. Arthur donated $300,000 out of nowhere. Like, unseen. Like,
And I think she meant it to be anonymous.
She did.
But it got out. Yeah.
She fucking ruled.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Kind of, I mean, there's an episode of the podcast when we had Jim Colucci on, who wrote the book, and he talks about an interview with Dorothy, or with B. Arthur, and it's just, you have to go back and listen to that episode because it's really good.
Yeah.
There's so many highlights.
So many great moments.
God, I love the, it's a very simple line, but the one where she gets mistaken. She and Meryl are on the couch together, and and Sophia says, "So, moose," and they both turn their heads. What?
What?
Moose. God. Your name was Moose.
It's so good.
So good.
We could all talk forever. We could have a slumber party. This has been the best of Dorothy.
We should have a slumber party.
This is our wrap up of the best of. Thank you guys so much for being part of it and watching.
Thanks for having.
Thank you guys. You guys are the best. I mean, thank you for being on the podcast so much, for helping the podcast so much. You guys are just, you really are truly golden.
Friends and confidants.
Exactly.
Thank you. That's on my Tinder profile, actually. Literally, I'm a friend and a confidant.
And for you guys listening at home, let us know what your favorite Dorothy moments are on Facebook, on Twitter. And this has been the best of for all of the women. Next time we'll be back we've got a few more, maybe another special episode or two, a few more episodes of the actual show for the podcast. And before we go, what do you guys have going on? Anything Anything fun you want to talk about?
I'm doing a Golden Girls podcast. It's called Out on the Lanai.
Ooh, I love that name.
But you and Elliot also have another podcast.
That's we do.
We do. It's called You're Making It Worse.
Yeah.
As B would say, or Betty, You're Making It Worse.
Worse. And Alaska, how about you? You got a fun...
Yes, I host Race Chaser with Willem.
I'm obsessed.
And we talk about RuPaul's Drag Race.
If you ever need a phone in, call us.
Okay, great.
Phone a friend. By the time this airs, I don't know yet, but I'm writing on a new ABC show called Schooled, which is a Goldbergs spin-off show that takes place in the 90s,
when
my
does it
favorite
premiere?
Decade. It'll premiere sometime this winter.
Oh,
so
then it'll definitely
will
be up.
See.
By then.
Yeah, I don't know the date yet, but anyway, when it does premiere, you guys should watch it because in the first 4 seconds of the first episode, thanks to yours truly, there is a Golden Girls joke, and you'll see a Golden Girls clip, because that's how we do on this
podcast.
That's
amazing.
And it's an ABC show, so that was that's good clip.
Yeah.
That's good gimmick.
So you're welcome, everybody.
Wow.
Until
that's
next time, guys.
That's your golden takeaway.
It is my golden takeaway.
Yeah.
Until next time, guys, remember,
stay golden.